bad portion, I guess.
Okay. The first thing you did with milk, usually, to get the impurity out of when you brought it in would be?
To boil it.
Boil it.
Everybody boils their milk.
Okay, well, did you ever see him run it through a colander that they'd be?
Yeah, there was a couple of gauze, like, you know, yes. it was a real small mesh, like, in there, and it would run it through. But it wasn't pasteurized or homogenized, anything like that. You got it from the cow to you.
Yeah. That was, they said there was...
They strain that milk. They call it straining milk. That's how they you know.
Yeah.
All these terms in English sound like a language you've learned before, but
yes.
A lot of these terms in French, you know, they had their own, you know, the Cajuns down here had their own lingo, you might say there. You know, Faison deer, meat that's about a week old, you know. Ducks, they used to hang ducks out on a porch and let them get old. A couple, three days old. They could taste better, that's okay.
Town Hall wants you to call. It's about a...
Fruit in a deep dish, you know, with just the top on it.
The fruit that was cooked up like things were canned, they call it, you know, like figs.
Yeah.
Peaches. Pears, cooking pears, you know, they got a pear that goes around there, they call it a cooking pear, just to put up. A blackberry preserve, they make their own preserves, and put all that in jars, and it was sealed and put away. Tomatoes.
Jam or?
Yeah, jam. Mostly blackberries, fig, and
what else did you make besides jam?
Well, jam or jelly, you know, that's one of the differences with taking the seeds out and the other is, and I don't know what the process is.
Well, something, this would be made for dessert or something, and then you'd pour, so maybe a kind of milk and nutmeg over it. Would mm-hmm. you ever make that?
Yeah, they call it French toast. That's one thing I used to have a lot of. And,
Now, somebody who could eat a lot, you'd say, he could sure put away his...
He can, yeah, he can put away that stuff. You know, that slang, you know.
I bet you could, because I know a lot of thin people like you and me can eat a lot.
I don't eat much at a meal, but I eat all day.
You'll just have a... Between meals, you might have a...
Oh, we all grab me. Always eating something. Go in the icebox all day long and grab something to eat.
You say, I'm fixing myself.
Yeah, I'm getting a little snack or...
Okay. Would that be a lot usually, or is it?
Well, like I said, I don't eat a lot. I mean, like I weigh 116 pounds.
Yeah.
And one time I went to 138 and stayed that way for about 3 months, and that was it. All my life, as far as I can remember, since I've been, you know, a grown man, I've never went over 125 pounds. And I've stayed in the last, I'd say, it's 20 years at one time. Never went 115 or 116. That was it.
Okay, now, the family was all standing around the table ready to begin dinner, and your father would say, what?
Well, they always said grace before meals, you know. And we'd sit on an old wooden table with benches, no chairs. Big old long bench, the length of the table. Well, but a lot of times, we had, like I said, we had big families. Well, then, the grown-ups would eat first, and you had just sit there and wait, you know, and then the children would eat, you know, afterwards, after the grown-ups would finish the children. Or sometimes vice versa, they'd feed the children first, and then the grown-ups would sit down, because they had to talk about that fish catch, about how many minks they caught last week, and dinner was a, they'd eat dinner, but all the time was a big deal, and they had that coffee after dinner, and all that kind of stuff.
Now, somebody came in to visit y'all, and y'all would say, you'd say what? You know, they came in the house, it was dinner time, and you'd
anybody come and sit down and eat. And then go and get something to eat, because you always had enough. It was never measured like for the family, because the neighbors would eat at the neighbors one day, and then the neighbor, if you go to the neighbor's house, it was dinner time, you sat down and ate.
Yeah.
It was a big old pot of red beans and rice or something like that, and everybody eat.
Yeah. If you, now, they'd all sit down at the table when they had all, nobody was standing, you know.
No.